Very happy to be joined this week by the MMQB's Andy Benoit. And Andy, you can follow him on Twitter at Andy_Benoit. A few weeks back, you wrote an article about Vinny Curry. I know you were here towards the end of minicamp. You got to visit with Vinny and talk to him a little bit. For fans that didn't catch that piece, what was the gist? What were you trying to get forward with that piece on Vinny?
Vinny Curry has been a very good nickel three technique for the most part. He's played other positions, but his best damage inflicted comes from that inside, that defensive tackle position, out of the nickel package and passing situations. And I think he has the physical skill set to become an every down force, a dynamic player in the right scheme. In the previous scheme under Billy Davis, he was fine as a nickel rusher where you're trying to get up the field, but on first and second down and more base situations on running downs, Davis played a two-gap type system with gap exchange concepts, a totally different approach than just, hey, put your hand in the dirt and fire off the ball. So the defensive line had different assignments that did not fit Curry's style of play, and so he didn't get the playing time. With Jim Schwartz, the style of play is going to be more similar to what you already do with nickel. It's going to be, hey, get off the ball, shoot the gap, whether it's the running down or a passing down, and certainly you'll play him a little bit differently, but the point is a guy with good initial get-off and short area movement skills, which is what Vinny Curry offers, a guy like that has fit really well for this scheme.
Where is Vinny Curry's ceiling at from a production standpoint in this scheme in your mind?
The ceiling's pretty high. You got to decide whether he's going to be a defensive end in the base situations or a defensive tackle. My guess is he would be a defensive end, especially with Vinny Logan and Fletcher Cox. You're not going to get those guys off the field on first and second down. But everything we're talking about here, Fran, he has the physical tools and skill set to do that. It's just a matter of whether he has the mental makeup to flourish in that kind of a scheme, if he can adjust to it mentally.